There was a fatal shooting near Fredericksburg, Virginia, south of Washington, D.C., at about 9:30 this morning. Normally, this wouldn't be national news. But Metropolitan Washington is now in the 10th day of fear caused by sniper attacks. Police haven't linked this shooting to the 9 that came before it, but it does fit the pattern, they say. Immediately this morning, there was a massive manhunt. Hundreds of local, state, and federal police stopped cars along the major roads. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has been following the investigation. Barbara, a very chilling circumstance, almost a pattern this week. What more do we know about it?
Yes, you're right. There is a pattern here. This attack was very similar to several others. It was believed to have been a single shot. That's been the signature of this assailant. And it was at a gas station right next to the ramp of the interstate highway. Now, 3 previous attacks have been at gas stations while the person was pumping gas or vacuuming her minivan or things like that. But you know, Jackie, this one was particularly bold. A Virginia State Trooper was literally across the street from the gas station working a traffic accident when he heard the shot go out. And the trooper went over there immediately, didn't see a suspect, actually went to the victim first, didn't see a suspect. Other people at the scene have told police they saw a white Astro van with a ladder on the top, and they saw the van spin away. Apparently, it hit a couple of other cars as it was going away. And within moments, countless state, local, and federal law enforcement officers had really swooped into the area. They shut down all the highways. They began searching white vans and other white vehicles, but no one was arrested. And, you know, the police were really, really ready for this one. And somehow he just slipped through the net, which leads some to believe that he really knows the back roads of Virginia.
A rather astonishing story with all that chaos and reports of actual collisions. But apparently what really emerged from that is, what, the possibility that there might be more than one assailant?
That's right. The witnesses reportedly saw 2 people in the vehicle. Now, we've been referring to one all along, but actually some former detectives I've talked to say that this multiple assailant theory makes a lot of sense. Last Thursday, you'll remember, the killer or killers did 4 shootings in 2 hours. And experts say it's much more likely that 2 people and not one would operate in that way. But at this point, Jackie, we really don't know.
Barbara, there has been a lot of emphasis on trying to compile something like a forensic profile. And you've been talking to psychologists and professional profilers. Is there anything more to be learned about a possible psychological motive or modus operandi?
Well, boy, there are sure a lot of theories out there. But when I've been talking to people today, they point to the fact that there was initially a frenzy of killings last week, then a lot more restraint this week. There have been shootings on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. And some people think that's because there's a stepped up police presence and the assailant or assailants are being more careful. They believe this person is probably attached to the area and, like anyone else, you know, wants to stay in the area he's comfortable with. And possibly that he can't leave because he may have a job or a relationship. And if he disappeared, people would notice that he had disappeared and alarm bells would go off. And anyway, he doesn't really have to leave because the police simply don't know who he is. And, you know, generally, spree killers like Andrew Cannonan, who shot Gianni Versace, they only leave an area when their identities are discovered and they become fugitives. So really, there's no reason for him to leave.
They're still waiting for more of a break.
They are waiting for lucky breaks. And, you know, the irony here is that often with these kinds of killings, what it takes is a lucky break. Someone, the assailant, will be caught running a red light or will get a parking ticket. It's almost always happenstance. That's how it happens.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.